Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 11th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals podcast, we explore what it means to be truly happy. Often the so-called Beatitudes at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount are seen as the demands of the kingdom. In other words, be poor in spirit, be mournful, be humble, and so on, and God will be pleased with you and allow you to enter his kingdom. But the Beatitudes are more like words of grace. The word often translated as blessed in this passage can better be translated as, oh, how happy. Jesus is saying those who are made happy by God realize their need for him, are comforted by him, and will inherit the earth, and so on. So this week, we focus on what it looks like to be made happy by God. Bible reading is Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1 to 12, read from the Good News Translation. The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. Amen. How do you respond to someone who hurts you? Are you angry, resentful, bitter? Do you cut them off and never speak to them again? Or are you compassionate and forgiving? Someone is going to need you to show mercy to them at some point, because we all treat people wrongly on occasions, and we are all wronged too. How you respond to them is an indication of how much you have grown like Christ, and it affects your happiness. Angry, resentful, and bitter people are not happy. But those who choose to show compassion, forgiveness, and mercy receive the compassion and forgiveness and mercy of God, and they are made happy. No matter how people treat you, as God's family member, he will show you mercy, both in this life and when he returns. As you reflect on these challenging thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you. What keeps you from forgiving someone who has hurt you? And does holding on to that hurt make you happy or not? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we consider how happiness and integrity unlock a joyous and upright life.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.